A painting can totally bite you. Or the science of painting kittens. You have to be really careful with art ideas and be good to yourself. When you sit down to learn or test something, don't expect a painting to come out of it, not even a maybe. Only when you sit down to create a complete painting will you get a complete painting. There is a charming exception from time to time, sure, but it probably won't fit anywhere because it came out of nowhere. You will need image references. Image references are more than just about shape. They are also about the color theme. There's a million ways to get the shapes right, from graphite paper and wall projectors to image reference tools like Inkrita. Your color theme is kind of really a little bit more complex than just the shape, because just any colors won't do. Nuh-uh. The wrong colors are kind of a disaster. You can't create an exceptional painting if the colors are wrong. People don't overreact when they talk about mood or warmth of a painting. If you paint a golden kitten and give it a red background, the cuteness of the kitten will be somewhat upset by an angry or hot or even scary background. You can give a kitten a royal cape in red, but you can't paint splatter on the wall. Nuh-uh. You need to know this ahead of time, as complex paintings often don't handle additions very well. There is more to it. Even if you pick a color that will play right with everything, you are not the first person to paint a cute kitten. A lot of artists made a science out of it. The science of painting kittens. One of the most magnificent colors for a kitten is, of course, the color black. You barely see any features or fur, but glowing, shiny eyes, and maybe thunder, or magic, or little glowy hearts. And here you are, with neat gray and accent red, and your kitten won't be as magical as the scientific kittens. It will have to be a news reporter who only gets 15 naps and is always grouchy. Of course, gathering reference images is that noble act of research, and you are sure to come across black kitten paintings. You must also pay attention to texture. I admit, this happened to me right now. If your texture requires over 1600 hours of careful brushwork, then that is bad texture. It's not gonna work. It's never gonna work. Not at all. You will need to make your kitty fluffy, like a cloud, for which you need little more than 20 hairs of fur, curly whiskers, and an airbrush body that does not require much detailing other than perhaps some rosy colors. This is not bad news, but it is not perfect. You can't just sit down to create an exceptional painting. Oh well. But the good news is, research is fun and always very colorful, and you get to see what other artists are learning. And after a while, you may start detecting art trends, and sometimes even consider joining in. As always, if you are not sure where to start with your next painting, start with a cute furry creature. Pow! postscriptum. One of my kittens got picked as a favorite. That's almost like winning a miniature contest.